Are you married to a non-believing woman? A woman that is lost? And are you struggling with an internal conflict to leave the marriage because you assume your wife will never develop a relationship with Christ? Do you so desire your children to be nurtured by a woman of God and have a strong desire for your children to see their mother saved by the grace of God through Christ? Well, I will list three Bible verses that will benefit a married man of God that desires to see his wife come to faith in Christ. Welcome to Devotionals Concerning Marriage, the podcast where we pair the Bible to all things pertaining to marriage. Number 1. The first Bible verse. A Bible verse that you can meditate on is from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 7, verse 16. How do you know, wife, whether you will save your husband, or how do you know, husband, whether you will save your wife? The important point to remember as you go through your season in your marriage with a wife that is a non-believer, one that does not yet possess faith in Christ, is to never assume that she will never in the future obtain faith in Christ. Make room for God's miraculous hand. Never assume the problem is too big for God, because you do not know what God's sovereign will. You do not know God's future plans for your wife. Number 2. For husbands, this means love your wives. Just as Christ loved the church, he gave up his life for her to make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's word. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25-26. Meditate on this passage from the book of Ephesians. Use this Bible passage as a motivating factor for you to lead the family, like Christ leads the church. Not just lead like some impersonal drill instructor, but lead with love. Lead her with a big loving heart that can withstand great hardship, even to the point of death, as a sacrifice for your wife's well-being. So even if your wife does not listen to sermons or read the scriptures, yet she will see Christ's sacrificing characteristic trait in your life, and that will influence her greatly. Number 3. A Bible verse from the prophet Hosea. When the Lord first spoke through Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, "Go, take to yourself a life of whoredom, and have children of whoredom, for the land commits great whoredom by forsaking the Lord." Reading from the book of Hosea, chapter 1, verse 2. Why would God direct Hosea to marry a prostitute? There are many answers to this question, yet one answer stands out the most for believers. This answer is an important life principle for a husband with a non-believing life, for which that answer is to show mercy within a covenant relationship. Yet, what is mercy exactly? Mercy is commonly understood as compassionate treatment towards someone that is undeserving. For Hosea, marriage was a prophetic symbol for the northern kingdom of Israel to witness as a testimony for the people's spiritual harlotry. Therefore, you see, there is a ministry aspect to being married. By serving Gomer, Hosea was serving God. By showing Gomer grace and mercy, Hosea was showing the people what God's grace and mercy looked like in practice. Therefore, husbands with non-believing wives have to show them what God's grace looks like in practice. And so be like Hosea. As a man of God, be graceful, and show her mercy despite the fact that she does not want to go to church, for you are the church that she does attend. Your life is the sermon that she can see and hear. If this episode has resonated with you, then please share it with a friend.